It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys. Coming up next, Scott Shanley hops on with us.
Hey, wait, are you experiencing more?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Don't we have to pay off? I'm sorry, I thought you wanted us to say that.
What?
What's the winner? What's the game?
You want me to play the audio now?
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, you're playing audio? I'm sorry.
I'm ready to play the audio.
I thought you were just going to tell us the answer.
All right. Well, here we are. Here's the audio from yesterday, from Tuesday.
I don't want to hear the audio.
Why
tell
not?
Me the answer.
Why not? Why don't you want to hear it?
No, go to break.
Well, here are the winners.
No, go to break.
You know, this team's just not that good.
I just want to tell me the answer, Gribble. You freaking moron. Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the emergency brake of the week is brought to you by TexasDirectAuto.com. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. This one's actually on me. I got a little crossed up while talking about one of our fine sponsors, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Parts was the word I was trying to say, but said something else. And it did cause a stop down. It didn't cause a long giggle fit, which I almost went into, but it was pretty bad. Air compressors, automotive batteries, and power inverters. I think O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get the music going again, Jer. We got to get the music going. Thank you. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your storm supplies there. Now, is Jer helping by turning the music down? What are you doing, Jer?
We're having fun here, no?
What an odd name for a business that would be.
All right, one more time. Air compressors, automotive batteries, and power inverters. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get the music going again, Jer. We got to get the music going. Thank you. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your storm supplies. They are.
Is that what you have when you're driving home from unlimited enchiladas?
O'Reilly Auto. Yeah, I guess I've just said that word so many times in my lifetime that occasionally it comes out at a very inopportune time, so I apologize to O'Reilly Auto Parts, a fine sponsor here on The Ticket.
Yeah, that's awful when it comes out at an inopportune time.
All right, to a technical issue, and I guess this is slightly on Montemayor, Monty. Although I would put this on the moron that designed this studio, because we still have producers who will try to talk to someone. We still try to talk to someone in another room, and it either doesn't work or it goes to another room. And okay. Anyway, Monty was trying to talk to someone, and he totally stopped down Norm and Donnie on Wednesday.
Barring any kind of movement, the Cowboys picked number 28 right near the end of the first round of the draft.
Are we good, fellas?
Yeah.
Hello? Are we good? Are we on air?
You're on the air.
Okay, because I can still hear Justin talking in my head.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That concerned us.
Yes, I'm sorry.
He's whenever we phone. Hear Justin, it concerns us.
That's weird.
Yes, it does. All right, let's get going. The draft starts tonight. First round, Cowboys have 28.
At the beginning of that, it sounds like Norm and Donnie are about to get in a fight. Norm stops talking, and then, are we all right, fellas? You ready to go right now? All right, one more time. Listen to the possible fight between Norm and Donnie.
Barring any kind of movement, the Cowboys pick number 28 right near the end of the first round of the draft.
Are we good, fellas?
Yeah.
Hello? Are we good? Are we on air?
You're on the air.
Okay, because I can still hear Justin talking in my head.
Yeah, exactly right. That concerned us.
Yes, I'm sorry.
He's whenever we phone. Hear Justin, it concerns us.
That's weird.
Yes, it does. All right, let's get going. The draft starts tonight, first round.
It's kind of a funny line by Norm. Whenever we hear Justin, it concerns us.
Why is he taking such a hard shot at Justin?
By the way, once again, is Jer helping by just saying The Ticket as they start talking again?
No.
That's not helping a thing.
Jer is a sleeper cell.
He is. He loves adding to the confusion.
And I love sleep.
Candidate number three comes to us from the Hardline.
On the ticket.
One Corby Davidson. And he has one of his laughing fits. And this is just another weird Corby moment. Unfortunately, this happens during a live spot as well.
Woodford Reserve, the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. How about that? Been that way for 17 years. I'm going to come over there and just beat your ass, Mike. Sorry, Woodford Reserve. I'm being chastised by my radio partner. Yes, Woodford takes a great amount of patience and time. Two things they would never sacrifice in a bottle. Made right down there in the heart of horse farm country, in the heart of bourbon country. So, head to your favorite liquor store and ask for the good stuff. The bourbon that's been the official now bourbon of the Kentucky Derby for the longest time. Also, go to the liquor store and get the commemorative bottle of Woodford Reserve. It's got cool pictures of horses on it. Trust me, it's awesome.
That's not a copy point.
It's Woodford Reserve.
What the hell's going on?
Not a lot of help for Corby.
That was funny, Dan trying to urge him to the call to action point of the live spot.
And then there's call no way that's a copy point.
There's no way. That's the word.
All right, one more time.
Woodford Reserve, the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. How about that? Been that way for 17 years. I'm going to come over there and just beat your ass, Mike. Sorry, Woodford Reserve. I'm being chastised by my radio partner. Yes, Woodford takes a great amount of patience and time. Two things they would never sacrifice in a bottle. Made right down there in the heart of horse farm country, in the heart of bourbon country. So, head to your favorite liquor store and ask for the good stuff. The bourbon that's been the official now bourbon of the Kentucky Derby for the longest time. Also, go to the liquor store and get the commemorative bottle of Woodford Reserve. It's got cool pictures of horses on it. Trust me, it's awesome.
That's not a copy point.
It's Woodford Reserve.
Just another one of those baked moments there, isn't it?
Horse farm country.
I think that, yeah. I think that's what got him. Oh, man, that's funny. All right. So, is it me, technical issues on Monty, or Corby? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Giorgio's Taco Charlton farts.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Soap drop Giorgio and his suction cup shower apparatus.
Gosh. Well, yeah, that's what you need to hold your shampoo, right? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Your bottom.
Hi, man. I got this dang old Chester drawers for sale for about 20. I'll take about $22 for those. Got a wheelbarrow. It's got a little rust spot on it.
Okay, this is not Friday morning tradio.
I'm only looking for about. Well, give me Corby then. Dadgummit, buy my wheelbarrow.
Okay. Spalding.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, musers.
Hi.
Hey, I heard some spare guy doing an imitation of me last week on your station, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm doing a favor to you guys. Call it in to vote on the emergency break, and then you guys are being jerks.
That's a terrible Jack Nicklaus.
But go ahead and vote, Jack.
Okay. How about Corby?
Okay. Thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, Craig.
Hey.
Vaginal slice, born.
No, no. It's not the answer we were looking for. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, the P1CR would like to responsibly vote for Giorgio's butt gas.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good morning. I would like to vote for Corby, and I still love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, that's weird. So sweet. Thank you, sweet woman. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'm going to vote responsibly. This vote is brought to you by David Holman's Paul Bearers for Hire. I will vote for Corby.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Not the answer we were looking for.
Oh, wow, dude, you're way behind. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Hello, this is Triple Fake Alexa on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I would like to cast my vote for American broadcaster Jorge Denham. See you at your party tonight.
Okay. You have another party tonight?
No, I don't have another party tonight. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hi, this is Joe Skinlonen. I have to go to the asthma center.
Okay.
But I'm going to vote for number two.
Number two, I go. That's the technical problem. Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Yeah, good morning to you, George. Going to have to vote for you and your O'Reilly auto farts and your diarrhea pants.
I don't have those. I don't have those. I don't have those, but I did win. I did win. I did
win. Hey.
Air compressors, automotive batteries, and power inverters. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get the music going again, Jer. We got to get the music going. Thank you. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your storm supplies. They are, yes, don't lose that message. Think about O'Reilly Auto Parts. How many wins is that, Fernando?
17th win for Ja Toots Dunham.
Wow, you joined the 70 club.
Not bad. Okay.